Proclamation number 7410 of 17th of September, 1959. Will and Grace. Only what you desire can be administered to you from me. For even if I constantly send you my gifts of grace, they only become effective when you desire them. Therefore you determine the measure of grace you receive yourselves, although I do not limit my influx of grace. And thus you all stand in the midst of an abundance of grace, for my love for you is exceedingly great and constantly wants to let this love flow to you as well. But it finds its limits in your willingness to accept, in your desire to be permeated by me. But if you would make use of my greater than great love, you would truly have no lack of unusual kinds of blessings, and your ascent would be very easy and light-hearted, because my gifts of grace bestow everything upon you. Light and strength. Knowledge which you could also use according to your will, because you would never lack the strength to do so. 4. Grace is our aids, and if I myself help you to ascend, then you can also firmly rely on reaching the aim. But never without my help, never without making use of the graces or exploiting them. Therefore your will has to become active first. It is to be willing to accept the blessings and to use them according to my will. But then there will be no failure on this earth. Then life on this earth will never be an idle state. Then the soul will mature spiritually, which will therefore, with my help, assume its original state again. The being will change back into its divine state, and thus the aim and purpose of earthly life will have been achieved. But in order to be able to receive unmeasured graces, the human being must also believe in the one who can distribute graces and make contact with this one. He only has to make himself worthy of my presence through his will alone, because before he lacks the strength which first conveys my supply of grace to him. But if his will is willing to accept my blessings, then it will be so abundantly provided for that he will truly achieve great spiritual progress if only he makes use of the blessings. And thus the will is first, although my supply of grace can be requested at any time, knows no limitation and leaves no one out. No one is forced by grace, although occasionally it can have such a striking effect on a person that it could clearly be recognized as an undeserved gift of grace. Nevertheless, it will always affect the human being in such a way that he can just as easily reject it, thus leave it unnoticed, if his will is not willing to utilize it for what it is. Therefore no one can say that he has remained without grace, just as it can never be claimed that a gift of grace has necessarily influenced a person. For the same act of grace can make an impression on one person and leave another completely unaffected. The will is always the decisive factor. The human being's will always has to first become active in order for grace to take effect in the human being. And it is only enough that the human being's will turns towards me, that he seeks contact with me, and will then truly be abundantly stimulated, because then the influx of grace will not diminish and will not be without success for the human being's soul, who again and again has to be in grace in order not to slacken in his striving, in order to one day certainly reach the aim for the purpose of which the human being lives on earth. Amen.